You're listening to the Sermon Podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to start off with a couple of scenarios for you to think about. You're on your first date, and you're wearing either white jeans or white dress, or maybe the guy has on a nice white shirt, and your date orders you a chili cheese dog with extra onions. And you're thinking, I could have just had a little simple plain chicken dish, no red sauce, and a fork and a knife. That would be nice on a first date. Or how about another one? You're standing at the coffee place getting coffee at work, and one of your coworkers walks in and they're just blah, 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 talking bad about everybody on the team. And all you really want to do is talk about your favorite new Taylor Swift song on her new album. Or maybe this last semester you wanted to relax. You focused on relaxing, which meant sleeping a lot. Missing classes a lot. And now grades are coming in and you're thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And you're thinking, well, I'm still tired. I should have just gone to class because extra sleep doesn't really make any difference. But maybe this one might apply to you. You have gotten to your closet. You found your Sunday shoes. You've crammed your foot in them, tied them up, you're uncomfortable, you come to church, but as soon as church is over, you're headed to the car where your flip-flops are waiting for you. Or as you're sitting in these hardwood brown pews, you're dreaming of your soft recliner with the massage button going on and the USB port where you don't even have to stretch or cause a drop of sweat as you plug it in so conveniently. In each of these scenarios, there is an uncomfortable option and there is a more comfortable option. The things we do to be uncomfortable are exhausting and ever-present. These examples I described are external ways that we find ourselves uncomfortable, but there are also ways that internally we are uncomfortable. We choose to hang on to what others teach us to believe about ourselves instead of listening to the voice of God. Or we let the mirror speak louder than our souls. Or maybe we've let what we've done wrong, not only today, but yesterday, but 10, 20 years ago, be the ball and chain that guide our whole lives. Truthfully, some of us enjoy swimming in the cesspool of sin. So this morning, this radiant, glorious morning, this Pentecost Sunday where we celebrate baptism, I want to remind us that we are renewed in the Holy Spirit and that we are made evermore to rejoice in His holy comfort of Christ. That we are made to evermore rejoice in the holy comfort of Christ. Today we are going to baptize two children into the body of Christ. What a celebration for little Penelope over there. Yes, I said your name. Hi, Penelope. And then also Kaylee. Kaylee. There she is. Hi, Kaylee. Hi. We are baptizing these two children, and their parents are into this family, and each of us into the church family. We are remembering our baptism. It's also Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit came down upon the people to comfort the people with the Spirit of truth. Now, some of you might notice that there's a lot of people wearing red. This is not an invasion of the Red Raiders, I promise you. Rather, red symbolizes that flames rested on the tongues of the people. So let me share the story. The disciples are gathered in a house, and the wind busts through the windows and the doors where they were all sitting. It is consuming and it's scary. Like you right now sitting here, they were gathered, and the wind tore open the doors and the windows. The fiery tongues come and rest on the disciples, and it is so loud that there are people outside that come to gather. They want to know what's going on, and they are amazed and astonished, our scripture says. So all these devout people have gathered from many places, which meant that they had different clothes on, which meant that they had different sandals. They tied them differently. They had different facial features and habits and languages. Imagine a large, loud crowd of people, the wind blowing, the dust blowing everywhere, their garments being tossed, their hair flowing this way, and the disturbing sounds of many tongues being spoken at the same time. The energy is exciting, the chaos is contagious, and the sounds are scary. Even with all the many languages being spoken, those who gathered could hear what is being said in their own language. And what do they hear? They hear about God's deeds of power. They hear about how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down to be with the people, to lead them, and was sending the Holy Spirit to continue to guide them in their lives. They hear about forgiveness and mercy. They hear about the law of love, not the law of the Old Testament. Some accuse them of drinking, and Peter says it's 9 a.m. Lord knows nobody drinks before 9 a.m., Peter seems a bit miffed about this, so he stands up and he's looking around and he screams really, really loud, like that mama voice when everything is hitting the fan. And so they scream out, or Peter screams out, and he invites them to listen to him. And he begins by saying, I want to tell you about what the prophet Joel said. Joel said, God declares, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, male, female, slave, free, young, old. Not a single person will be left out from the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what does that mean for us here today? It means you don't have to have it all together. It means that you don't have to be perfect. And it means that you don't have to constantly get on that rat wheel trying to prove your worth, trying to make sure you've got it right so God will love you. Let me flip it and say it in a positive way. God has chosen to comfort you, each and every one of you, because God loves you. We are made to rejoice in the everlasting holy comfort of Jesus. Comfort, my friends, not judgment. Comfort in grace, not sin. Comfort in love that is always unconditional. On Friday morning, I went to Office Depot after going to the gym. Not many people go to Office Depot on Friday. It was me and one other person, and we passed down this one aisle, and I sort of recognized them. But then I got what I needed, and I came up to the checkout, and shortly he came up too. He was pushing his little ruby stroller that he had to use to walk, and he came up, and he was right behind me. And I said, sir, how are you today? He said, fine. I said, please tell me how I know you. Because I knew his eyes, but I could not place him. And he lowered his eyes, and it huge grin came upon his face, and he said one word, Claire. Automatically, I went to room 218 in one of our local care homes. He was the husband of one of the women that I would go sit and pray with. He would bring her scrambled eggs and triangle toast with grape jam on it, hoping that she would eat a little bit. And she did. But then he thought he could do better. And he wanted her to eat more, so he made a hard fried egg with lots of salt and even more pepper. And another piece of triangle toast with strawberry jam. And she would slowly eat, but then her desire for food stopped. He would still come and sit there for hours by her side while she slept and declined. And the sun would come in on his face and on her. And I would go and sit and we would pray and we would laugh. And he would tell me old stories about how they had lived their life raising three boys with lots of curveballs. Those are some of the things that I remembered. But what he remembered, not only today or yesterday or the day before, was all the comfort of their love together. He knew exactly how many days she had been gone. He knew exactly to the day how long they had been married. Almost 60 years minus 2 months minus 10 days. He knew how long they dated, so he really counted it a 60-plus marriage because they had dated for over a year before they got married. Those are the things that he was rejoicing in. And he invited me there as we stood in the checkout line, just us two with the attendant there who couldn't have been 20, listening to this man talk about love that he had three times her age. He shared with me the comfort, the sacred love that he had for Claire. And today, I share this story with you too, because it is powerful, the comfort of love, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And today, as we come to baptize Kaylee and Penelope, we invite them into the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We will anoint them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the ever-present Holy Spirit. It will be with them always. Baptism is a sacrament in which we are made members of Christ's body. Maybe you have ever seen a rose that has been grafted. So you take the flesh and you make crosses. And you put on the other flesh and you pray and you hope it grows. Well, today we are grafting onto the body of Christ, onto our body, Penelope and Kaylee. They will be baptized in the water that has been blessed. They will be anointed with the sign of a cross with the oil of chrism. And they will be handed, or not them, but their godparents will be handed the light of Christ. Now, these are all outward signs. But let me tell you what's happening on the inside. Through the baptism, these two beautiful children of God, along with all the rest of us children of God, will be in union with Christ's death and resurrection. Christ died, but that wasn't the last part of his story. He was raised from the dead, and so are we when it is our time. Two, we are born into God's family and the church. This is what happens on the inside. We are forgiven, 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 and forgiven over and over again. And then finally, we are given new life in the Holy Spirit. We are made to evermore rejoice in His holy comfort. Now, you might be thinking, as you look around here, there's a lot going on over here. But let me tell you, it is so small in comparison what's going on inside Penelope and Kaylee and each and every one of us. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.